So my last question for you is, you know, you've got a huge workforce and a lot of stakeholders. So from your experience, what tips can you give to other leaders on how to manage fear, how do you increase morale, and how do you increase motivation?
Oh, that's an excellent question to finish up. I talked a lot about the three P's, the soft skills, people first and all that, but please don't get me wrong, right? All of that is mandatory and essential, but at the end of the day, like they say, ain't creative unless it sells, right? So if we don't bring the bacon on the table, all this is nothing. And so if we run companies and corporations, at the end of the day, we need to make sure that we bring the money in, we are profitable, we recover the losses, we create the business plans and the financial strategies that need to take us to a better place from where we are today because of this pandemic. So don't get me wrong, this has to come hand in hand by us focusing on people, because remember, the three P's end up with profit, people, product, profit, and they have to be all together in synergy. One without the other two is nothing. So that's the challenge for any leader during these circumstances, because I'm sure you will have pressures from the board, pressures from the shareholders, pressures from everywhere to deliver whatever needs to be delivered. It could be money, it could be product, it could be anything. And on the other hand, you have the people who now are more pressurized, more challenged, work at home, some better off, some worse off, and they don't know what to do. Are they also afraid of what can happen? Will the financials and the pressure results into them losing their job? There is fear all around. There is pressure all around. And so, like I said before, this is a mental game. Many times you can have your people feeling completely demotivated. So how can you push them to deliver what we need to deliver, while on the other hand, make sure that they are happy, they are focused, they carry on the vision and the mission of the company, they still believe in it, and they are motivated to go on. I don't have a one golden sentence or paragraph solution to this, George. If I would, I would not be doing what I'm doing, and I would be the super duper motivational speaker and be a billionaire. So I don't have it. All I can say is that any leader needs to find that right balance between the two, and it cannot be one without the other. I think honesty, transparency, and being straight with our people is very important. Telling them what is happening, keeping them informed so they understand. Sometimes tough decisions need to be taken. In my experience, when we tell our people the reason why and we look at them straight in the eye, and explain to them the reasons and how it can affect them if we take a decision one way or another, people understand and people are supportive, because at the end of the day, they also want the company to do good. And so if we do that in an open manner and in a manner that respects the point of view, invites them to give you feedback and as appropriate to even adopt that, I think that creates a culture of unity, inclusiveness. And even in big organizations where that cannot be possible on a one-to-one basis for all the employees, it can create a very positive environment which helps and motivates the staff and lifts the morale up. That can be done many different ways. It could be done through video calls on smaller teams, done through emails to all staff to keep them updated, tell them what's happening. It could be done in many, many different ways, and people then appreciate and stay together. And at the end, to make a plea for unity and togetherness in these tough times, I think people appreciate that, and they are more than we think willing to do it once they feel they are part of the process and they understand what's at risk and what do we have to gain if we do that. So that would be, from my experience during this time, sort of a suggestion of what leaders can do. Different companies might have different challenges and nuances on how that can be done. But fundamentally, I think honesty, openness, transparency, and full communication that is involving and empathetic works, and it does bring results on lifting up morale and motivation.
So what I'm getting out of this is number, the words I get from this, take them from fear to involvement to unity. And so there are a number of bridges that, you know, that need to be, there is a bridge from fear to involvement to unity. And you've used a key bridge is the bridge called why, W-H-Y. Why are we doing these things? The bridge of empathy, the bridge of we will be getting out of this, the bridge of, listen, these are the risks and this is what we have to do. The bridge of communication, and you've mentioned the video calls, the emails, there's lots of ways. The bridge of appreciation. So I love what you're saying, you know. So it's moving from fear to involvement to unity. And there are some key simple tools that are universally well known, and if they're well used, they can help people get there. Andreas,
you are precisely right, George. I mean, you're excellent at rephrasing and reframing and summarizing. That's exactly it. That's the bridge, and that's what we really need to do as leaders. That's our responsibility.